Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
I wish I knew how to quit you.
I try my best to be a responsible adult every day.
Oh, yeah?
And I've given up a lot over the last couple of years. You know, I've got a son now. My husband's disabled. Well, single income. I had to give up my novelty bags that are shaped like food. I don't own near as many leggings as I once did. And so I've just been a good adult who's been focusing on a budget and trying to make wise choices.
What did you do?
Walmart has ruined my life, Mike.
Why?
Specifically the one in Hazeldale. They put out the Little Debbie Christmas cakes, the ones that are shaped like trees that come in chocolate and vanilla. And there's Little Debbie and then there's Big Debbie.
They're already out?
Yes, yes. And usually you and I spend the whole month of November trying to hunt them down. And I saw them yesterday at Walmart. And not only did I buy one box, but then I bought the brownies and I bought the chocolate and the vanilla and the cherry cordial.
Liz.
And then I thought everybody else loves the white trees. So then I threw another one in the cart. And this is the thing. I've been trying to like eat healthy. You know what I mean? Eat good, feel good. I've been trying to do this whole mantra, be a good adult, and I can't play. When my kid was in the house, I hid in the car and I ate one of them. I unwrapped it with that crinkly paper.
Liz.
And I shoved it straight into my face. And the worst part is I know that it's a bad decision. I know that it's bad. It's a gateway food because I have this thing where I will hyperfixate on one food and it's all that I want for 2 months straight. And I know that Little and Big Debbie have the potential to make this happen. And it has to be the white Christmas tree with the granulated sugar, not the sprinkles. I will put the sprinkles back every time. It's got to have those rough edges so I get that whole texture thing happening. And so I didn't let my son know. You know what I mean? I don't want him to grow up with my food issues. And I was like, oh, mommy's got to do something in the car. Could you go let the dogs out? And then I literally, like a monster, like a rabid raccoon, I took down a tree in one bite. Bite, Mike. I don't even think I chewed. It just went straight down my gullet.
I am so concerned.
You're concerned? How do you think my liver and pancreas feel?
I have no idea.
So what's your adult confession? Are you hiding in a car sneaking snack cakes? 503-914-2899.
My adult confession is I absolutely love Lunchables and the dinosaur chicken nugget.
Don't sleep on those dino chicken nuggies. And you can get them for a good price at Costco sometimes.
Uh-huh. But that's, I eat more than my son when I make them. I make sure I have more than he does.
Now, what Lunchable are you going for? Because the pizza one is garbage. Yeah. I don't care what anybody tells me.
No, I like the Swiss cheese one.
I don't think I've ever had the Swiss cheese one. What comes with that? Is that turkey?
I think it is. I think it's turkey and Swiss cheese. And I also like the just the cheddar or the American one. I don't like the nachos or the pizza. I just like the cheese and crackers and meat.
Now, the nacho ones I can throw down with. I'm not going to play. But my son, he was begging for Lunchables at the beginning of the school year because he saw other kids with them. And I would get so mad because when I would go to pick him up, the only thing he had eaten out of it was the Crunch Bar or whatever the sweet treat was. And I was like, buddy, you gotta eat the whole stack with the cheese and the cracker and the meat. And so then I tried making him like little Lunchables, like the homemade ones at home, using the little Jell-O cookie cutters or whatever.
Uh-huh.
And it just never caught on. So I just ate a lot of lunch meat for a couple weeks there.
Yeah, homemade ones aren't the same as the packaged ones.
Yeah, but there's something about telling your kid, you better eat all your nachos before you go back for dessert. Something about that is so wrong. I clearly have my own issues with food because the Walmart in Hazeldale has already released the Little Debbie Christmas tree cakes.
Oh, yeah.
And I hid in my car and ate them like an animal because I have no willpower. 503-914-2899. That's our new number.
I am horrible at paying the bills. The money's there. I just forget them. I will get the water I'll get the sewer, I'll get the trash, and then I'll forget the gas bill.
I won't let them do the thing where they auto-draft it because I'm always convinced they're going to accidentally do it too many times.
Well, no, I believe the same thing. Either that or they'll up the rate to something crazy, you know?
And you won't know when that money comes out. Like, it comes out the Thursday before that payday.
Yeah, and you're like, ooh, that is a negative balance in my checking account that I do not want to have to pay.
That actually reminds me, I need to pay my gas bill.
Oh my gosh, no. You know what I hate? I hate when you get an introductory rate and then when you like have auto draft or whatever, and then they send you an email, but then it slides into your spam and you don't realize that your bill's about to jump up like $40. I'm not going to call out a specific company, but I think we all know who I'm talking about. Or at least the genre.
Yeah.
That's why I can't do the auto draft. I also can't do the Holly Jolly snack cakes because I can't be trusted with a box of them. What's your adult confession?
I don't know anything about financial planning. I don't know anything about what a 401k means. I don't know what a deductible is. It's just like a lot of numbers that are scary.
Why didn't they teach us this in school? I'm 100% with you. I have no idea what 401k stands for.
Or why we need to pay insurance when we don't even use it half the time.
Oh, no. I take advantage of that every year. I'm like, are we coming up on this deductible? Teeth cleanings for everybody.
But you're absolutely right. Like, I have a 401k. I have a Roth IRA. I don't know.
Whoa.
It just takes money out of my account.
I just spend recklessly and hope for the best when retirement comes because it's going to be rough.
No, that's the same with me. Like, I have no investments. I am not planning well at all.
My best bet at this point is to either win the lottery or my helicopter parenting pays off and my son Theo grows up to be like really wealthy and feels bad for me and builds a mother-in-law suite in his backyard.
I would go ahead and bet on that one.
Yeah, hope for
lottery
that.
Lottery ain't gonna happen.
Liz and Mike in the Morning, 105.1 The Buzz. What is your grown-up confession?
My confession is I was really bad before my current car of locking my keys in my car. Thankfully, my new car has one of those fobs, so I physically cannot. But when I previously had a car that didn't do that, I actually had a hideaway key. So I put a spare key of my car in like a metal box behind one of the wheels.
You would have been the easiest car to steal ever. Like,
I'm
not speaking as someone that would ever steal a car, but I couldn't imagine like breaking a window in and then afterwards being like, oh, and the key was right. Oh, it's right here. Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. I also have friends who had numerous copies of my car key. Yeah, I was so bad at locking my keys in my car.
I've thought about doing all that stuff too. The next car I get, if and when that ever happens, is going to have one of those key fobs like you got now that like I could just keep in my pocket. I could still start my car and I can open the doors willingly.
You're planning on getting a raise, aren't you?
I'm always planning on getting a raise and it never happens.
I don't know if you're going to be able to afford that bougie lifestyle, Mike. You're probably going to just have to put a post-it on the door that says, grab your keys.
What's your grown-up confession? I, you know, speaking of cars, hid inside of mine while I took down an entire forest of Little Debbie Christmas trees because I have no willpower, Mike. None whatsoever.
I mean,
and they have to be the white trees with the granulated sugar. And usually they don't come out. They don't come out until later in November. And I already spotted them at the Hazeldale Walmart. And I don't know if my hoarding fears kicked in, but I was just scooping them into the cart as I walked by.
They are delicious. I don't blame you one bit.
I'm not going to share. 503-914-2899.
It takes me 6 to 8 business days to finish my laundry.
Oh, I feel that because it gets all sorts of funky in the washing machine. And then you got to wash it again. And then you got to let it sit. And then you go to dry it. And you're like, it still smells musty. Not musky, Mike. Musty.
Yeah.
And then you let it spin again. And then you get mad because you're like, I spent too much money on laundry detergent and water bill for this to happen.
Man, your laundry process is a process.
It's because there's 3 of us, you know? There's too many people in the house.
I totally agree. There's too many people in the house. It's like there's people that live here that I've never met before because there's like so much laundry.
I feel that. And between my son playing outside in rainy season right now and my snack, packing habits, our clothes just pile up very quickly.
A lot of crumbs.
Listen, Mike in the Morning, 105.1 The Buzz.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.